Report: Trump allies draft AI executive order to boost military tech and ease regulations. By Lucas Nolan on July 17, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's supporters are reportedly preparing an AI executive order that could significantly alter the U.S. approach to AI development and regulation, potentially benefiting Silicon Valley companies and investors. The Washington Post reports that a framework for a sweeping AI executive order is being drafted by allies of former President Donald Trump, signaling a potential shift in AI policy should he return to the White House. The proposed order, viewed exclusively by the Post, outlines a series of Manhattan projects aimed at developing military technology and calls for an immediate review of unnecessary and burdensome regulations in the AI sector. The draft order, which includes a section titled Make America First in AI, presents a markedly different strategy for the booming AI industry compared to the Biden administration's approach. While President Biden issued an executive order last year leveraging emergency powers to subject next-generation AI systems to safety testing, the Trump-aligned proposal appears to favor a more hands-off regulatory approach. Key elements of the proposed framework include the creation of industry-led agencies to evaluate AI models and secure systems from foreign adversaries. This approach aligns with the broader Republican stance on AI regulation, as evidenced by the GOP's recently adopted platform for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The platform explicitly calls for the repeal of Biden's AI executive order, which some tech investors and startups have criticized as creating regulatory burdens that stifle innovation. The America First Policy Institute, a nonprofit led by Trump's former chief economic advisor Larry Kudlow and other ex-Trump officials, has been involved in drafting the framework, according to an anonymous source familiar with the matter. However, when asked for comment, the Trump campaign shared a link to a 2023 blog post stating that no aspect of future presidential staffing or policy announcements should be deemed official unless they come directly from Trump or an authorized member of his campaign team. The proposed AI policies reflect a broader political realignment in Silicon Valley, where some executives and investors who previously supported Democratic candidates have expressed support for Trump. This shift is evident in recent endorsements from prominent tech figures such as Tesla CEO Elon Musk and hedge fund manager Bill Ackman following an attempted assassination of Trump. The framework's emphasis on greater military investment in AI could potentially benefit tech companies already contracting with the Pentagon, such as Anduril, Palantir, and Scale. Key executives at these companies have shown support for Trump and maintain close ties to the Republican Party. Parallel to these efforts, the Conservative Heritage Foundation has been working on potential new AI policies as part of Project 2025, a blueprint for overhauling the federal government in a potential second Trump term. While the Trump campaign has distanced itself from this plan, it includes policies aimed at spurring AI research and development in the United States while limiting China's access to the technology. Trump's recent appearances on tech-focused platforms, such as the All In podcast hosted by prominent tech investors, and attendance at a fundraiser hosted by former PayPal executive David Sachs, further underscore his growing outreach to Silicon Valley. During the podcast appearance, Trump mentioned hearing from Silicon Valley geniuses about the need for more energy to fuel AI development to compete with China. The proposed AI executive order and Trump's increasing engagement with the tech industry suggest a potential shift in the relationship between a future Trump administration and Silicon Valley. This evolving dynamic could have significant implications for AI development, regulation, and the broader tech landscape in the United States. Read more at The Washington Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.